How are you doing? Later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. A piece of bad news.
Adams is on.
And here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another lively edition of Rick Adams Uncensored on this Wednesday night edition of our program. And tonight we'll have a little departure from our general give and take of news and commentary and deal with a specific area of historical note, which, of course, is always contemporary because it has been made contemporary. And that has to do with the so-called Holocaust. And one particular individual that we had on a couple of times before, as you probably know, is Carolyn Jaeger. And Carolyn is a researcher and is of German extraction, and she was determined at one point in her life to start looking into this thing and to start finding out things for herself. And she has done that. And she is back tonight to tell us what she has found out, among other things, about Eli Wiesel. So hello there, Carolyn.
Hello, Rick. How are you tonight?
I'm here, present and accounted for. Amen.
Well, me too.
Good for you. Good for you. You've been away for a while, I mean, from these microphones. So what you been up to the past 5 or 6 months?
Well, am I loud enough? Am I coming across just right?
I believe you're coming across just fine. Yes.
Okay. Good. Well, you know, I've been very busy, Rick. I think I mentioned the last time I was on your show that I had started the White Network, and I do 3 radio programs on that now. So I do 3 programs of my own every week. The Heretics Hour on Monday nights, and a show afternoon, Saturday afternoon show that I do, interview usually, but not always, on Saturday afternoons. And then I do the internet reading of the International Jew with Hattie Scott on Thursday night. So I'm pretty busy. Too busy.
Yeah. Well, for a reason, though, right?
Yeah, I think it's very important. And I love doing it, but I'm not getting to my own affairs very well. But anyway, because of all that, I really fell back on my blog writing for the my website, Ellie Wiesel Cons the World, which is always has been quite popular. And I had done so much looking into Ellie Wiesel, and I had come up with so much that there wasn't a whole lot more to do, and so I just kind of let that go. But I'm always looking for things to write about him, and just recently I put up a new blog on November 7th about that comes from an AP story in which I believed as soon as I read it, and now I believe even more. I have quite a bit I can say about this, that this reporter has just plain lied about the fact that she said that when she went in to do this interview with Ellie Wiesel, he showed her his tattoo.
Right.
And
right.
And she mentioned that in this interview she did with him. Not him. He didn't say anything about it. But, you know, she mentioned that he did that. So I hear the music, so we can go into that when we get back, huh?
All right. Yeah, I can't hear it too well in my setup, but here it comes now. All right, let's take that break, folks. Carolyn Jaeger will be our guest, and we will return in 3 minutes. Stay tuned for more exciting adventures.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Carolyn Yeager, and she, of course, is making reference to this interview in which this so-called tattoo was supposed to have appeared on Eli's left forearm, I believe. Isn't that right, Carolyn?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now, what was this this tattoo all about? Now, what did that reveal?
Okay, well, yeah, I would like to say preliminarily, even though probably a lot of listeners know what we're talking about, some might not. But you know, I started this this website, Ellie Wiesel Kinds of World, with Bradley Smith of CODO, which is Committee for Open Debate on the Holocaust,
and of course,
yeah, Bradley Smith has been around for a long time.
Oh,
and
yes,
he's a real fighter. And but then I pretty much just did everything on it. It became mine. But he's always been real helpful. But we decided at the beginning, well, I had this idea of asking, where's the tattoo? Kind of like when people who remember the old advertising that was so... that went so viral back when, where's the beef for Wendy's?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we use that same little old woman up at the top of the website, you know, and asking, mm-hmm. where's the tattoo? Because Elie Wiesel is very vulnerable, but he everybody knows his whole story is so vulnerable, and mm-hmm. that he lies and he makes things up and so on.
Yeah.
But the media protects him.
Sure.
Probably Mossad protects him. I mean, everybody protects him, and nobody ever asks him a single question about or questions him or looks at anything critically.
Well, sure, he's a poster child. Yeah,
that's right. So, he has been saying all through his career that he has this tattoo from Auschwitz, and what the number is, and so on. And But he never shows it to anyone. I won't even go into the whole story about how he's the person who is in the records, is the owner of this tattoo, is someone with a different, somewhat different name and a different birth date and so on. The whole, you know, everything is different. It's not him, but he has kind of taken on that person's identity in the records. That's what I argue on this site. But apart from that, it's just a simple fact that he has stated, even under oath at in a court of law in California, that he has this number tattooed on his left forearm. But he has never shown it to anyone. And most Holocaust survivors are quite willing to show their tattoos, aren't they? They're proud. They're happy to do so, but not him. And so the question comes up, does he have one? And so, you know, I, after some study, I decided I didn't think he did. So we started this website, and people can get to that by going to www.ellieweaseltattooalloneword.com, or just, you know, Google it. In some way, you'll come up with it. But so
just
we started
for the record, weasel
about
here
that, yeah.
is not spelled W-E-A-S-E-L, is it?
No, it's W-I-E-S-E-L. And, of course,
right.
people want to say that it's pronounced Wiesel,
yes.
Like the French. But he has said that it's Wiesel. Wiesel.
I just call him a weasel. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I can't help
Well, the S does have a Z sound in German, because that's actually a German word. And that is a yeah. German word for weasel, you know, the animal, the right. animal that we know, the sweet little animal.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what that name comes from. I don't know why anybody would name themselves after that animal, but anyway, there's a lot of weasels around. If you go and look in the Yad Vashem records, where they have all those reports that family members give of people who they say died in Auschwitz or anywhere in the Holocaust, you find a whole lot of weasels there, a whole lot of them. So he could be mixed up with all kinds of people. So you know he's not the only weasel that was ever around at that time and was said to be lost in the Holocaust. So.
Mm-hmm.
So we're asking this question, and he never answers, and nobody answers. Now, you know, for all the things that I've written on this website, Rick, why wouldn't they ever sue me if I'm telling lies? I mean, if people want to know about Elie Wiesel, I suggest they go to this website and take a look at the many, many blogs that have been written there, and they're very seriously done and well-researched, and there's just about everything you want to know about him there. And yet, nobody's ever bothered us about it, and nobody's ever, said, "Oh, you can't do that" or anything, because they don't want these issues to come up. You know, they're quite happy with the way the media handles it, and the vast majority of people believe in Elie Wiesel and what he has said, and all his books and so on, and everything is just fine. They don't want to rock the boat, so that's why they don't bother us there. But
well,
now,
you know, at this point, maybe I can interject the thought. But I mentioned last evening when I closed the broadcast that in saying you would be on tonight, I did want to relate this account that a friend of mine who was called into this program called up the local newspaper because, as you know, Veterans Day was just the other day, or celebration of Veterans Day was Monday. And I expected the usual full-fledged, you know, profligate story-mongering on war and how wonderful it is and how horrific, but yet how needed it is in this modern age, the never-ending wars since World War I. And sure enough, of course, I was not disappointed. The local paper did another story this Veterans Day, as all of the media were instructed to do. All of the talk shows, the neocon talk shows, were basically expected to hype war and to hype up this, you know, the business of how much we care for our veterans. And they don't, because if they cared for their veterans, of course, they'd take care of them. They would stop them from going into more evil, undeclared illegal wars, you see? But they don't care about veterans. They care about pleasing their masters. And so, he saw, and I saw, this front page story about the wars, but particularly World War II, and how that was being played up, and how one particular man, his name was Socket, I believe, a Jewish name, was played up prominently, he and two others, one Italian and another one, and their role in the war. And Mr. Socket was, basically by this reporter, given an account of how he was one of the first ones to liberate the Dachau camp, the Dachau POW camp. Mm-hmm. And so, what he said was anti-Semitism is like a disease. It never ends. And it grows like a fungus in so many words. Well, basically, my friend who saw the article was pretty enraged because he is a German historian and he is an historian on World War II. So he called and he spoke to the reporter. And much to his surprise, this reporter was quite friendly and was quite willing to listen. And do you know what he admitted? When he was asked by this friend why he does not write factually about the war and about the Eastern Front and what actually took place and the Bolshevik army and the wars that took place between Germany and Russia and the Holocaust of Christians, he was told by the reporter, I would like to do that, but you know why I can't? Because my editors will not allow it. And I told him that before he called. I said, you got to understand, a lot of these reporters have their names affixed to these articles, but they don't write the final article. It's the editors who have the final say. And they are chosen very carefully in their editorialship, for that job. And so he admitted, he says, I agree with you, and I think it should be written, but I can't do it. I have a family. I have to feed them. I have to get a paycheck.
And
this is not an honest business.
People always say that they could do something else, but it's true that all the jobs are, the majority of jobs are in places where, and the best pay is in places where you're under that kind of control.
But you see,
so in this case,
that's
interesting.
Yeah, my point is that he admitted it.
Yeah, right. Well, somebody's going to have to admit something here if I have my way. But I think in this case, this reporter actually is the one who made up this story, not the editors. But the editors don't mind, and the editors are responsible for the final product, And this is under the byline of Associated Press. So I'll just go on and tell the listeners that the title of this is on most... See, this is Associated Press, so they send it out to all kinds, it comes out in all sorts of news outlets.
It hits all the newspapers.
Yeah, right. And one of them, the one I've got in front of me is a Yahoo, on Yahoo, but the title is generally the same on almost all of them. Some of them change it a little bit, but it's Elie Wiesel Survives Madoff Wipeout, Heart Bypass by...
Yeah.
Verena Dobnik, D-O-B-N-I-K, Associated Press, Monday, October 8th, 2012. And there's a lot of interesting things in this article that I could write about and talk about. But, in fact, he supposedly has finished a book that's coming out in December called Open Heart. And they say that he had this bypass surgery a year, when he had it, a year later, he's come out with this book. Well, it turns out he had the bypass surgery in the summer, it says, later on. And the book is coming out December 4th. So that's 6 months, maybe. That's not a year. That's just one way that they don't ever get their facts straight.
It's amazing, isn't it, the contradictions. Okay, let's take a break again. We'll come back with Carolyn Yeager, and we're talking about what, because you've been listening. We'll come right back in 3 minutes.
With Financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Get back at them with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back now with Carolyn Yeager. And Carolyn, you may continue with the exposure here of the tattoo that isn't a tattoo.
Yeah, okay, thanks, Rick. Yeah, in this segment, I think I can get in that you know, this article was actually presented as an interview with Elie Wiesel by this reporter, but he didn't have much of anything to say, and there's not many quotes from him. It's mostly her giving, the whole reason for doing it was to promote his book that's coming out December 4th, Open Heart, about his open heart surgery. But in it, she throws in this thing which actually got attention, at least among our circles. People were sending me emails and sending me this article and saying, what about this, you know? And she says he showed her his tattoo. But here's what she writes in it. This is the only thing I'm writing about in my blog, that I wrote about in my blog. She said, he pulls back his left jacket sleeve to reveal a Nazi death camp number tattooed on his forearm as he sits comfortably in his Manhattan office for an interview. Usually I don't show it, he says. Well, just that, right there, you see. That there's no reason for that. But she puts it in there, and most people would think, well, that happened. Yeah, sure, why not? But I don't believe it, and I have a lot of reasons why I don't believe it. And I think one thing that we know, as you just intimated in your story, But it's true that journalists do a lot of fabrication. There's been many scandals with big name, or not, I don't know such big name, but New York Times and so on, journalists, Washington Post and so on, who they've had writers, reporters for a while doing, you know, important stories, and then they find out that some of these ones that win awards and so on are either plagiarized or they're fabrications, they're totally made up sometimes, and there's a lot of stories like that. So it's very tempting for these people. Now, this particular reporter was born in Slovenia, so she's Slavic. She probably doesn't like the Germans so much, or, you know, she's written other articles for the AP about Holocaust, you know, very pro-Holocaust and so on, and so she probably, she could have just decided to put that in there, you know, on her own. Now, there's one more sentence that he says after that, or she writes, he doesn't say anything. She says, one of the exceptions was a 2009 visit to the Buchenwald death camp. Wiesel survived, comma, with President Barack Obama and German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Well, now that's the end of that. Now, that's not a clear statement at all for a reporter to write, because it doesn't say that he actually showed his tattoo. She just says one of the exceptions was on his visit with these two world leaders. So it's kind of, you know, vague, maybe purposely vague. I don't know, but I never heard either one of them say that he showed them his tattoo, nor did he say it. So where does that come from? You know,
well, that's a good point, and they do that all the time in these stories, and these are scripted stories. One other example locally was another writer for the local paper here who wrote about, well, of course, Kristallnacht just a week or so ago. And in the course of the article, he's citing all of these Holocaust survivors that are scholars now, teachers, and so forth. And, you know, the list keeps growing. The list keeps growing of people who managed to escape the Holocaust just in the nick of time. And it's interesting because they have been given a green light and vast encouragement to go into the schools to influence the smallest of children now. Not just high schoolers and middle-agers or, you know, middle schoolers, but elementary schools now with these stories about these tattoos and these survivors that managed to escape these horrific death camps and wax and soap and all of that. And they get away with it. And as he was saying, the author of the article, the reporter, was saying how it all started with Kristallnacht. And the way he put it was that a military attaché from Nazi Germany in France. Now, that adds a slant to it right from the beginning, you see. No longer a diplomat, but it's a military attaché, you know, that was assassinated by a Polish Jew, which provoked rioting across Germany. However, Mrs. So-and-so, who survived the Holocaust, and her name was Goldstein, said the evidence reveals that the Nazis had been planning this event for weeks before, and they even distributed booklets doing it. Now, where's the evidence in the article? Well,
exactly. Yeah. This is what they do over and over and over again, and we know they do it. And they get away with it. But in this case, I think there's something just a little bit more, I hope so, I think there is, in that she actually says that she saw this tattoo that nobody has seen except maybe, you know, his wife, his son, his family, you know, some close friends or something. But, and then what, you know, of course, as you know, we also have photographs of Wiesel. From the 80s, in which he's showing he's revealing his arm by mistake, I think, and there's nothing there.
You don't see it. Well, maybe it was put on in the 90s. All right, we'll come back, folks, with this subject in just 3 minutes. Carolyn Yeager is my guest. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth. Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. We're back. Getting more interesting all the time. Carolyn is discussing with us this elusive tattoo that just nobody can seem to pinpoint, and nobody can see it, perhaps, except, you know, his most intimate of relatives. And I would think, Carolyn, that if you wanted to show the record, and this was God's honest truth about what reportedly happened to Eli and others, that you would be rather upfront about it, wouldn't you?
I mentioned before the break that, you know, maybe it was put on recently. You were kind of joking, but people do say that, and they say, well, you better watch out because, you know, he can just go and get one, and then he'll show it, and then you're going to make you look bad. Hey, I'm not worried about looking bad at all. I'm worried about getting him to do something and getting people to do something. And if he's got something to show, I'm happy for him to show it. But I think that if he did get one recently, or if he does have one, he would have shown it. That's why he got one put on there, right?
Well,
so if he doesn't want to,
part of his anatomy would be pretty non-embarrassing, I would suppose.
In this interview, the woman was accompanied with a photographer, and we even have his name. And there were several different photographs taken, you know, in that same right there one that during that day during that interview. And you can see, of course, in them, he's got his usual heavy suit on. He's wearing a you know, big suit, and also he's a long sleeve dress shirt with and you see the cuffs showing through, you know, his underneath his suit. And so if he were to just pull back his sleeve, he would have to unbutton his cuff, his, you know, I guess unless he has cufflinks, that'd be even worse. But if it has buttons, then he'd have to unbutton it and fold back his sleeve to get to that place on his forearm where the most of the tattoos were put. It wouldn't, can you imagine him doing that in an interview like that with someone? I don't know if he's ever met this reporter before or not, but it's just hard to imagine that he would be doing that. Mm-hmm. If he had just a T-shirt on, long-sleeve T-shirt, he could just pull it back, okay, but not dressed the way that he was. So that's just one thing, but I want to tell people what I've done. You know, I got the contact information for Associated Press, and I put it in the article. But then I myself, you know, I right away called the AP office in New York, but I was just connected to a voicemail. So I left a message and said that I wanted this Verena Dobnik to contact me, and I was able to say what it was about, but I did not hear anything back from them. On the same day, I sent an email to their email thing and their email address that they give, and they say that Associated Press is happy to receive feedback and comments, but you know, I realized after a while that they didn't say questions. They don't want to answer questions. They're happy if you send them a comment or some feedback, you know, fine. I didn't get any response to that either, and I'm told that they forward these things to the reporter, you know, to the author of the piece. And if they forwarded it to her, she didn't respond to me. So yesterday I called the Texas office of AP, and I was able to talk to a very nice man. And he, you know, he was, of course, clueless about the whole thing. He found the article and everything. But he said, you know, I'd have to talk to the people in New York because she was in the New York office. So I thanked him, and I sent another email. I mailed it today. I wrote a better letter to them, to both to the AP and to Verena Dobnik, and I think I did a very good job of it, and I made it very clear that I was accusing the Associated Press of journalistic fraud, and why I was, and why they needed to respond to it, I could even read it, but I won't do that, and it's kind of long, but I have 4 points here. I'll just go over the 4 points that... basically, we are not told what Dobnik actually saw when she says she saw a Nazi death camp tattoo. Well, you know, what is a death camp number No, she saw a Nazi death camp number tattooed on his forearm. Well, what does that look like, and what was it? You know, and of course, I just have a little bit to say about that, too, but not too much. And then number two, I say there's no such thing as a... as a death camp number. Well, yeah, that's where I spend a little time on that. Because I'm also accusing her of propagandistic writing, just in this one area, actually. Because they only had Auschwitz camp numbers. No other camp had numbers. And there are people who dispute that they did any tattooing at all, that it was just inmates tattooed themselves and each other. But, you know, the official revisionist version at this time that's accepted is that Auschwitz did tattoo prisoners, and it makes sense because they had so many of them. And they were sending them out all over the place, and if they, and you know, they did get loose and run off, and then it was a lot easier to find them and tell who they are and so on. I talk about how Weasel has never shown a tattoo on his arm to any camera, and all about what he's wearing and so on that I already mentioned. And then I say, my fourth point, without a corroborating witness or a photo taken of it, there's no point in us believing what she says, and no point in her even mentioning it in the article, because it doesn't add anything. You question, why did she put this in this article at all?
Well, I think maybe she was trying to earn a little brownie button or a pay raise or something.
Yeah, I think she's trying to add some spice to her article. I think she's very pro Holocaust and anti revisionist people.
Would she have to be, wouldn't she, to be
in
the media?
Yeah, yeah,
as and the reporter told us.
Yeah, and you know, she's also, like I said, written articles. And then she's got this person that writes with her, Randy Herchaft. They collaborate sometimes, and he was somewhat collaborating with this article. And he's really into their Holocaust build-up stuff. So so I think that this was a case where she decided to add that, and that makes the editors at AP responsible and liable for not checking that out. Why, you know, for not checking out whether that was
Well, this wouldn't be the first time, would it?
No, it wouldn't be. But I think it's this might be a case where if people go after it do what I did, which is what
Make
I'm
asking. Issue of it. Yeah.
Do it might it because it's not just Elie Wiesel and the Holocaust museums or anything, but it's the Associated Press, and because we know what they are, but still they have to keep up a reputation of integrity and
at least pretend to.
Yeah, they have to. So I say they have to keep it up, and a facade of that. And if they're letting things go by like this, that are so questionable. And you know, the fact is that nobody said a word. Another thing is, in the media or anywhere, nobody said, this woman saw his tattoo. Nobody wrote to Elie Wiesel, Cons of the World, and says, hey. Somebody saw that. I think one or two people did, but they were people who doubted it on our side, you know. But nobody made anything out of this, because I think everybody that knew that that it was just going to be trouble for him. I don't know.
Let me ask you this, because I want to open up the line for a little questioning too, so we can entertain questions that they won't. But doesn't Mr. Wiesel have quite a bit in his repertoire in the way of inconsistencies and falsifications of his own biography, of his own historicity? For instance, I understand that when the so-called Great Soviet Army liberated these camps, that he had an option to go with the Soviets or with the Germans who were fleeing, and he went with the Germans, not the Soviets.
Well, yeah, that's the most popular story about him.
Is that the case or not?
It is the case. But, there's lots of reasoning behind that, and a lot of other people did, too. I mean, he was in the hospital, and according to his own story, he could stay in the hospital, and his father could stay there with him, so they didn't have to go on that death march. And a lot of hospital patients did stay behind. But he said that they were afraid, because there were rumors and so on, that everybody who was left behind was just going to be killed, that it was just another trick, you know, by the Nazis. And so they decided to go on the walk, which is not real, doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but none of this stuff makes sense.
Nothing
in the Holocaust makes sense. But, you know, he's got that as his excuse for why they did it. But he admitted that he was very comfortable, that there was a very nice Jewish doctor in charge, and told him he could stay there and his father could stay with him.
Account of Berlin, right, in the Berlin hospital, and how the Jewish patients there survived the Nazi government. And they were actually under the protection of the Nazi government, which was documented in a book by Mr. Silva, I believe. And he talks about that hospital in Berlin. Which, is just an absolute anomaly. And, as far as the usual conventional storytelling goes, this cannot be. It cannot be that you can have this so-called extermination of an entire race, they say, that took place systematically, and yet have all of these survivors, and all of them right under the watchful eye of the government, of the Nazi government, protected, in fact, by the government, allowed to exist, allowed to maintain their care, and so forth. That just doesn't jive. It just doesn't make sense to me.
No, and you know, the fact there's several other, there's quite a bit of misinformation in this article, which is this kind of stuff that's just thrown in every time there's an article to do with anything to do with the Holocaust. They throw this stuff in there, you know, to make it sound real bad as possible. And in fact, in here, I'll just go to that. She says another place where she's just throwing in some stuff in this thing, which is really just about promoting Weasel's book about his father. Let's see if I can find it. Where she says that his father was he died after a beating. Here it is. A beating by a concentration camp guard. Where is this? Oh, yeah. She says when he was wheeled into the operating room for his open heart surgery, he says that it reminded him of the day in Buchenwald when he saw his ill father for the last time before he was beaten to death by a Nazi guard. Well, Weasel himself will never say that, so this is why she's not quoting him. She's putting this in her own words. She's saying that he told her that this reminded him when he last saw his father, but she probably added, before he was beaten to death by a Nazi guard, because even Weasel in the death report or whatever that he filled out for Yad Vashem, he says that his father died of disease, and he's also known as he died of dysentery. Mm-hmm. You know, he was ill. And this whole story about him being beaten by a Nazi guard is false, because they didn't have SS in the barracks. And supposedly probably a capo, supposedly, one of his Weasel stories, came over and bang, hit his father in the head with his club because he was making too much noise. And then his father went quiet, and then he went to sleep, and well, then they all went to sleep, and he was still alive, but the next morning he was gone. So then they've turned that into more and more that he was beaten to death by this Nazi guard, you know. And sometimes they'll say an SS man or something, you know, but all they had inside those barracks were other prisoners who were capos, or the, you know, the ones who were put in charge, and they did have these sticks that they could go around and hit people with, but this is just the way these things go. But what really interests me is this business about showing his tattoo to this woman. And I would like to, before this show ends, to really encourage people to write, send an email to info@ap.org. Mm-hmm. info@ap.org. And just take a look at my article, but don't copy that, and don't even mention it. Just say that you don't believe in this. This article has been brought to your attention by Verena Dobnik. And from the way it's written and what you know about Weasel and his tattoo, that you don't believe that this ever took place, and you think that she's made it up, and that AP ought to look into it, an investigation,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And question wow. Ms. Dobnik about this, mm-hmm. and look into it, and if they get enough, if they would just get enough, it doesn't take so many. I bet if they got 10, but I bet nobody has done it now except me. I'll bet you. Because what's so discouraging is that our people want to read about all this stuff, but when they're asked to do something, they don't want to. They don't do it.
I know. They find excuses. I've been through this and done that myself. Yeah.
I know.
It's very disheartening, and the thing is that I know that people will come back and say, well, I told you so. They're not going to investigate it, and they're not going to do anything about it because it's too important. Don't expect the media to be honest, and we know that. But on the record, if you don't do it and you don't put it up there, they're not going to sit up and take notice of it in the first place. Say, hey, I guess there's a lot more anti-Semitism out there than we originally thought. Now we'll have to do a poll, another Gallup poll. See how many Americans don't believe in the Holocaust story, you know? Well, all of those things, too, are suspect because and you ask a poll and you, you know, you have a preemptive conclusion, you're not going to get an honest answer. We've seen that in the elections here recently in my state, where we saw all of the pollsters saying a particular race would be so tight that it would be tough to call. And it wasn't tight at all in the end. So, you know, polls, and people give answers to polls and questions that are not necessarily their own heartfelt thoughts, you see. So when it comes to the media, yeah, put them on the spot. I've done it. I've done it as I've called, my friends have called, reporters, and talked to them one-on-one and embarrassed them. But I had a reporter tell me, you know, also, to my ears, well, I don't expect you to believe everything in the paper. And I says, well, I don't. She said, well, that's good. The reporter said, that's the way it should be. You shouldn't take anything at face value. So they're admitting it. They're admitting, hey, don't believe
us. That isn't right, because they have a responsibility.
Oh, you know, that went out in the 1920s.
Yeah,
All right, let's take that break now. We'll come right back. Okay, stay where you are, folks.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch!
Well, okay, folks. Here's a couple of quotes for you that maybe will give you pause to reflect. If people really knew, the war would be dropped tomorrow. But, of course, they don't know and can't know. Lloyd George. And then, quote, we are the only people in a position to bring the United States into the war. We did it before, and we can do it again. And that was Jaime Weizmann, the World Zionist Organization, which was a Rothschild institution, in a letter to Winston Churchill. So, yeah, Carolyn, you ask some good questions, always, and you bring some vital issues into the fore. And you should not be ignored. We should not be ignored when we ask these questions. After all, isn't that what the media are supposed to be about? Investigating, probing, asking questions, and getting answers? Wasn't that the way we've always been led to believe that a good reporter and a good media organization would operate?
You know, I put in my letter to them that I expected action and I expected an answer. If I'm going to give, I said I wasn't going to let this go, and they needed to do some investigating. So I decided I would wait until Monday. And if on Monday I don't hear from them, well, then I'm going to write another blog, and not that these blogs are reaching these people, but it might be, because by then they may have investigated my name, because of course I signed my name, and investigated and found out who I am. In fact, they may already know. So
I think it's pretty safe that, yeah, the Mossad knows you and me.
Yeah. But, yes. And so I'm going to publish my letter to them, and I'm going to keep talking about this because it brings up the tattoo issue once again. And so, you know, this reporter says he showed it to her. Well, he can show it to us, and I'm not going to drop it. Gives me something to get going on the Elie Wiesel blog again. So I just thought I'd let people know that. And there's one last thing here. There's other things in this article that are pretty interesting. He says at the very, she quotes him at the very end of it, that he said, someday, he believes his grandchildren will applaud, and this is in quotes, a quote from him, I guess, applaud the first Jewish president in America. Mm-hmm. So he's looking forward to when, he was saying how happy he is that Obama became president, because he's a colored man, a black man, and he thinks that we have to overcome our hatred of people of color. And thinks the Jews do this, and he's looking forward to when we have a Jewish president. And I'm sure that they are, and that is their plan. If you think it's bad now, just wait till then.
Well, you know, Eli has also made public statements in disdain of the Palestinian Holocaust, in which he basically snubbed them totally, as if they are, non-existent people. And now we can see why. With the government of Israel continuing to bombard these Syrian targets, these Gazan targets, in very blatant worldview, and can do it openly because they know they can control all of these institutions like the UN and the media, which we're talking about tonight. Isn't that interesting cannon fodder for what you say? Actually, quite propitious that you should come on tonight, Carolyn, and I want to thank you and give you a chance to mention your sites again and your radio program, which I love the name of, The Heretics Hour. Go ahead, quickly do that.
Yeah, well, CarolynJaeger.com and or .net, and The Heretics Hour is at the Wyatt Network, along with Carolyn Jaeger on Saturday afternoon with Carolyn Jaeger, and The International Jew on Thursdays.
All right,
this is
Carolyn.
All at the Wyatt Network.com.
Yeah, very fascinating, and I give you a lot of